Take it away, Randy.
And good evening, everyone. The Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. It's time to take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our Dick Putt Show tonight brought to you by the fine folks over at Albany Chrysler Center, Queen Bee's Barn Grill in Painesville, Sox Center Herald and Star Post, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Kramer Lumber of Melrose, the Freeport State Bank, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, BNS Excavating of Belgrade, Will and Bring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon in Albany, Half Police Bar of Richmond, Westside Liquor in Wade Park, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, Central Minnesota Realty, Kensington Insurance Agency in El Rosa in Belgrade, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, IPM Incorporated, that's Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Wade Park, Century 21 First Realty, John Dold, your realtor, Columbia Gear of Avon, Greenwald Insurance Agency. Also bringing us the Dick Putt Show tonight, Ron's Oil and Propane, El Rosa Lumber, West Central Sanitation, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center in Long Prairie, Shady Silver Spur of St. Martin, The Wood Shop in Avon, Corky's Bar of Richmond, and Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph. Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. All you dads that maybe are playing amateur baseball yet, and your son or daughter, your wife, all get to hang out at the baseball park on a Sunday afternoon or a Friday night or Saturday. It's the best place for kids to grow up, isn't it? Let's dig into some scores and highlights on Friday night. My Chasm game of the week led me to Avon in Blattner Field, where the Avon Lakers hosted St. Wendell, and Avon defeats St. Wendell on Friday night by a score of 3-0. 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Lakers, no runs, 7 hits, and an error for St. Wendell. On the mound for Avon, Alien Mesquita, he'll start, he'll pick up the win, relayed by Cole Wellman in the sixth, the catcher Carter Holthouse. For St. Wendell, Austin Dickman goes the distance, taking the loss, his catcher Logan Harn. Hitting highlights for Avon on Friday night, Caleb Curry, 2-for-3, Caleb had a double and 2 RBIs. Cole Wellman was 2-for-4 with a solo home run in the eighth inning, and Alien Mesquita, 3-for-4 in the ball game for Avon. For St. Wendell, Friday night, Logan Harn, 2-for-4. Brandon Dickman had a double, and Tanner Reese was 2-for-4 with a triple. So a final on Friday night had Avon defeating St. Wendell by a score of 3-0. Also on Friday night, St. Stephen traveling up to Piers, taking on the Bulldogs, and St. Stephen defeats Piers in 7 innings, 17-1. 17 runs, 18 hits for St. Stephen, 1 run, 6 hits for the Piers Bulldogs. On the mound for St. Stephen, it's Landon Lunser. He'll start, he'll pick up the win, relieved by Reed Lunser in the 7th inning. For Piers, Chase Becker starts, taking the loss, relieved by Craig Luberts in the 5th. George Toops in the 7th inning for the Bulldogs. Hitting highlights for St. Stephen on Friday night, Matt Meyer, 4-for-5 with 2 doubles, a home run. Bo Schmitz was 3-for-4 with 2 doubles. Cole Fuelker, 2-for-4. He had a double and a home run. And Logan Seamers was 2-for-4 with a double. For the Bulldogs, George Toops, 2-for-3. Ted Daler, Charles Bozer, Derek Bach, and Tyler Fisher, all with singles. So final on Friday night, St. Stephen 17. The Piers Bulldogs 1 in 7 innings. On Saturday, Buckman over in St. Stephen taking on the Steves, and Buckman defeated St. Stephen by a score of 8-2. 8 runs, 16 hits for Buckman, 2 runs, 8 hits for St. Stephen. Matt Topkus on the mound will start and get the win, relieved by Benjamin Thoma in the 8th inning for Buckman. St. Stephen's Jack Greenland starts, taking the loss, relieved by Derek Durant in the 5th, Nick Krippner in the 9th for the Steves. Hitting highlights for Buckman on Saturday, Andrew Ruckert, 3-for-5 with 3 RBIs. Nick Bozer was 2-for-6 with 2 RBIs. Lane Gertz, 2-for-5, and Matt Takas and Benjamin Thoma, each with doubles. For St. Stephen, Matthew Meyer was 3-for-4 with a double. Landon Lunser doubled, and Cole Fuelker had a home run in the 8th inning. A final again on Saturday had Buckman defeating St. Stephen 8-2. On Saturday, St. Matthias traveling to Piers, taking on the Bulldogs, and St. Matthias They hosted the Piers Bulldogs, and St. Matthias won 13-9. 13 runs, 14 hits for St. Matthias. 9 runs, 13 hits for the Piers Bulldogs. Braxton Totkus on the mound will start for St. Matthias, relieved by Luca Zantelli in the fourth inning. Hunter Wickland in the fourth inning, he'll get the win, and Connor Knettle in the ninth for St. Matthias. For the Bulldogs, Kirby Fisher starts, taking the loss on Saturday, relieved by Aiden Mikulski in the third and Justin Eisenbacher in the seventh inning for the Piers Bulldogs. Some hitting highlights for St. Matthias. Jacob Zantelli, 3-for-4. Jonathan Benson was 2-for-4 with a triple and 4 RBIs. Connor Wickland, 2-for-3 with a double. For the Bulldogs, Charles Boser, 3-for-4 with 2 doubles. Aiden Mikulski, Craig Lupertz, and Keegan Frisbee each had 2 hits. So a final on Saturday, it was St. Matthias 13, the Piers Bulldogs 9. Foley taking on the Piers Brewers on Saturday, and Foley defeated the Piers Brewers by a score of 10-0 over in Foley. Foley, that 10-0 victory. Drew Beyer started, picked up the win for Foley. Don't have any pitching records for the Bulldogs on Saturday. For Foley, Drew Beyer homered twice. Mitch Keeler and Dan Marotte also had home runs for Foley as they defeated the Piers Brewers 10-0 on Saturday. Freeport taking on Swanville, and it was Freeport hosting Swanville. They win 3-0 in a pitcher's duel. 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Freeport. No runs, 4 hits, and no errors for Swanville. Ivor Pepke starts and will earn a complete game victory for the Black Sox. For Swanville, Levi Beesman starts, and he takes the loss, completing a complete game as well in a losing effort. Hitting highlights for Freeport on Saturday, Nate Mettenberg, 2-for-4. Matt Johnson, 1-for-2. He drove in a run in the first inning with a sacrifice fly. He tripled and scored in the eighth as well. Brian Benson and Ben Millard also singled for Freeport. For Swanville, Travis Barthel was 2-for-4, and Colton Kurzel and Preston Pung each singled. So a final at Freeport defeating Swanville 2-0 on Saturday. On Sunday, we had Opole taking on the Piers Lakers. As Opole hosted the Lakers, Opole defeats Piers by a score of 5-4. 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Opole. 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Piers Lakers. Isaiah Folsom on the mound will start and pick up the victory. He was relieved by Hunter Arns in the seventh. He'll get the save. For the Piers Lakers, Carter Petron starts, taking the loss, relieved by Pete Herman in the fourth inning. Hitting highlights for Opole today, Alex Lang was 2-for-4 with 2 doubles. Jordan Schmitz, 2-for-4 with 2 doubles. And Tate Lang had 2 hits for Opole. For the Piers Lakers, Ryan Deers was 3-for-4 with a double. And Carter Petron had 2 doubles. So a final again on Sunday. It was Opole 5 and the Piers Lakers 4. Upsala taking on Aiken today is Upsala made their way up to Aiken, and Upsala defeats Aiken 4-1. 4 runs, 8 hits, and an error for Upsala. 1 run, 5 hits, 2 errors for Aiken. Matt Swanson will start and go the distance, picking up the win for Upsala today. Carson Colem starts, taking the loss, relieved by Nathan Enstrom in the ninth inning for Aiken. Levi Lampert was 2-for-4 today with a double. Matt Swanson 2-for-4, and Brock Cheon also doubled for Upsala. For Aiken, Jace Ince was 2-for-4 with a double, and Caden Kellstrom and Nathan Enstrom each doubled. So a final today from Aiken, it was Upsala 4, Aiken 1. Sobieski hosting St. Wendell this afternoon, and Sobieski defeats St. Wendell 9-8. 9 runs, 10 hits, 6 errors for Sobieski, 8 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors for St. Wendell. Jake Capon on the mound, starting for Sobieski today, relieved by Colin Ekman in the ninth. He'll get the win. For St. Wendell, Peter Schumer starts, relieved by Jake Eason in the sixth, Austin Dickman in the eighth, and Austin takes the loss for St. Wendell. Hitting highlights for Sobieski today, Joey Hanowski, 2-for-5 with a double. Jake Capon, 2-for-4 with a double. Riley Hirsch was 2-for-3. Matt Byard, 1-for-3. He drove in game-winning run in the ninth inning for the Skis. For St. Wendell, Brandon Dickman, 2-for-4. He had a home run. Austin Dickman, 2-for-5 with a double. Tanner Reese was 2-for-3 with the double, and Logan Harn doubled. So final this afternoon from Sobieski. It was Sobieski 9, St. Wendell 8. That's a look at Victory League scores and highlights. When we come back, we'll go over to the Central Valley League for their scores and highlights right after these messages.
Your dependable neighbor. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, KASM Albany at FM 107.7, and online all the time at mychasm.com. Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin wishes the Martins and all Central Minnesota baseball teams good luck this amateur baseball season. Shady Silver Spur has happy hour Tuesday through Friday from 4 until 7 and Saturday and Sunday from 2 until 5 with $1 off domestic beer and rail pours. Friday, it's a wing and pizza special for $20, and Sunday, it's keys for cash at 5 p.m. Stop in before or after the game, and good luck Martins from Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin. This past winter was a brutal one, and maybe you noticed your windows were a bit drafty and you are thinking of replacing. El Rosa Lumber and Thermotech work together to bring you the efficient windows you need in your home, plus they add value and improve the looks of your home. Contact El Rosa Lumber and ask them about installing Thermotech windows in your home this summer or fall. Save on cooling this summer and heating this coming winter season. Remember El Rosa Lumber and Thermotech for your next project. They thank you for your business. We all look forward to annual traditions. Farmers returning to their fields and raising crops for another year. Ducks and geese are back from their winter vacation. And baseball is being played on our hometown fields. Farmers always have a renewed optimism for a profitable cropping season. And at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, we thank farmers for believing in the co-op model. Remember, it's not too late to do a custom farm plan or discuss with staff at Painesville Soil Center about crop scouting during the cropping season. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Now more than ever, at Albany Mutual Telephone, we understand how important your time is when spending it with friends and family. That's why we are proud to offer our fiber optic internet that provides speeds up to 1 gigabit. That's internet speeds 100 times faster than regular broadband internet. So get ultra-fast internet today, because when it comes to your life, we know that every minute counts. That's the gig life. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 14 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Working the land is by nature a dirty job. What fuels me to get it done? The generations of farmers who've worked the soil before me. What fuels my equipment? Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel with an additive package that's 40% more effective at breaking down engine deposits. The cleanest fuel yet for the dirtiest of jobs. Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Stop in at QPC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op 320-987-3297.
The team at Ron's Oil and Propane is here to provide fuel, gas, and propane for your home, farm, or business. Hit a home run by calling Ron's Oil and Propane for all your energy needs.
Call Ron's 320-256-3680 or check him out online, ronsfuels.com, ronsfuels.com.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putt Show here on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the Central Valley League, and in the Central Valley League on Friday night, Pearl Lake and Watkins taking on the Clippers. This one goes 13 innings with Watkins defeating Pearl Lake by a score of 9-8. 9 runs, 18 hits, 3 errors for Watkins, 8 runs, 11 hits, 5 errors for Pearl Lake. Lane Harp starts on the mound for Watkins, gives way to Dan Berg in the fifth. He'll get the win, and Lincoln Haugen the catcher. For Pearl Lake, Mitch Winicky starts, relieved by Justin Kunkel. Justin will take the loss as he comes in the eighth. Andrew Schmidt comes in the 13th for Pearl Lake, and the catcher, Noah Kleinfelter. Some hitting highlights for Watkins. on Friday night. Dan Berg was 2-for-4. Kevin Kramer, 3-for-8. He had a double and a solo home run in the first inning. Brendan Ashton, 3-for-7 with the double. Brendan had the game-winning RBI in the 13th inning. Matt Geislinger was 2-for-5 with the triple. Landon Nyman, 2-for-7. And Miles Dzingel was 4-for-6 in the ball game for the Clippers. For Pearl Lake on Friday night, Max Fox was 2-for-7. Nick Schmidt, 2-for-5. Nick with a grand slam in the third. Cole Klopaki was 2-for-6 with a double. Brady Leverington had a double, and Andrew Schmidt with a double. A final on Friday night. In 13 innings, it was Watkins 9, Pearl Lake 8. St. Augusta had Watkins on Sunday afternoon, and Watkins defeats St. Augusta by a score of 11-5. 11 runs, 14 hits, 3 errors for the Clippers. 5 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for St. Augusta. Carson Geislinger on the mound will go the distance, picking up the win today for Watkins, his catcher Lincoln Haugen. For St. Augusta, Travis Laudenbach starts, taking the loss, relieved by Truman Tenius in the 6th, Zach Laudenbach in the 8th, and the catcher was Adam Guast. Some hitting highlights for Watkins today. Dan Berg, 2-for-4. Kevin Kramer was 4-for-5. Brendan Ashton, 2-for-5 today. Carter Block, 2-for-5. Carter had a double, and Carson Geislinger was 2-for-3. For St. Augusta this afternoon, Michael Laudenbach, 2-for-4. For the Gussies, as Watkins defeats St. Augusta 11-5 this afternoon. Eden Valley and Pearl Lake today, and this ball game goes 10 innings, with Pearl Lake coming out on top 9-6. 9 runs, 11 hits, and an error for Pearl Lake. 6 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Eden Valley today. Nolan Notch starts on the mound for Pearl Lake. He gives way to Justin Kunkel in the 8th. Andrew Schmidt in the 9th. Andrew will pick up the win, and the catcher was Adam Braun. For Eden Valley, Connor Holthaus starts, relieved by Austin Schlungen in the 7th. He'll take the loss, in the catcher, Sam Nisler. Hitting highlights for Pearl Lake this afternoon. Nick Schmidt was 3-for-5 in the ballgame. He had a double, and he had a 3-run walk-off home run in the 10th inning for the Pearl Lake Lakers today. For Pearl Lake, also, Ryan Winicky, 1-for-2 with a double, and Andrew Schmidt, he was 3-for-5 with a double. So, big day for Nick Schmidt on the walk-off home run for Pearl Lake. For Eden Valley, Colin Hoffman, 3-for-6 with a double. Austin Schlungen was 2-for-4 with a double. And Austin Berg had a 2-run homer in the 3rd inning. So a final this afternoon from Pearl Lake in 10 innings, Pearl Lake 9, Eden Valley 6. Luxembourg over at Kimball today, and this is a pitcher's duel as Luxembourg defeats Kimball by a score of 2-1. 2 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for Luxembourg, 1 run, 9 hits, and an error for Kimball. Reed Funnenstein will start on the mound today. Reed picks up the win, relieved by J.T. Harn in the 8th, and the catcher, Will Bachman. For Kimball, Tommy Friesen starts, taking the loss, relieved by Brooks Marquardt in the 6th, and the catcher was Cade Marquardt. Some hitting highlights for Luxembourg this afternoon. Josh Lanko, 2-for-4 with a double. And for Kimball today, Austin Rooley with 3-for-5. Adam Beyer, 2-for-3. Cade Marquardt and Tommy Friesen East with doubles. Final this afternoon had Luxembourg defeating Kimball 2-1. And the Cold Spring Rockies made their way to St. Nicholas this afternoon in taking on St. Nick. Cold Spring defeats the Knicks by a score of 10-2. 10 runs, 15 hits, 3 errors for the Rockies. 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors for St. Nick. T.J. Newell start on the mound today for Cold Spring, relieved by Cole Fuchs in the 5th. Cole will pick up the victory in the catcher, Brady Leverington. For St. Nick, Derek Keekley starts, taking the loss, relieved by Nick Howen in the 9th, and the catcher, Tanner Roush. Hitting highlights for the Cold Spring Rockies this afternoon, Cole Fuchs was 3-for-3, Alex Geislinger 4-for-4, David Jonas was 4-for-4, David with a double, and Tyler Geislinger had a 2-run homer in the 9th, Austin Duffner a 2-run homer in the 9th. For the Rockies. For St. Nick this afternoon, Connor Lincoln, 2-for-4. Connor with a 2 stolen bases today. And Derek Keekley had a solo home run in the 3rd inning. A final this afternoon from St. Nick, it was the Cold Spring Rockies 10 and St. Nick 2. We'll take another break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, it's a look at Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
In the business. business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
For 80 years, Columbia Gear has been building gears and careers right here in the beautiful Avon Lakes area. Start building your career today at Columbia Gear in Avon, where their employees are their most valued assets. If you have good mechanical ability and want to be a part of a progressive work environment, Columbia Gear wants you to be a part of their successful team. With Columbia Gear's 80 years of experience of success in manufacturing gears, power transmission components, and assemblies, they have grown to be one of the largest family-owned employers in central Minnesota. Benefits include great weekly pay. Incredible benefits including weekly PTO accrual, paid holidays, 401k, low-cost health, dental, vision, and more. We are willing to train. Apply today and build your career today with Columbia Gear in Avon. Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's pull tabs or e-tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here for the law firm of Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman with the rest of my waiter's story. So I was standing in a duck slough in my old waiter's when I noticed that familiar, uncomfortable feeling as an apparent leak began letting in some pretty cold water. It was at that moment that I thought, old waiter's are just like old estate plans. You need to tend to them from time to time to keep them leak-proof. Sometimes a patch will do, and sometimes replacement is needed. Spending a little to save a lot is the key, not only for you, but your loved ones too. Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman can help. Keep listening to Chasm for details.
Set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop in and enjoy a pizza, your favorite beverage, popcorn, or microwave sandwich. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Coco, Bonnie, Amy, and Doug. At Halfley's Bar, you can always play a friendly game of darts or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Swing by Halfley's Bar in Richmond where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Butch Show since the beginning of time.
Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville loves serving breakfast, lunch, and evening dinners to their loyal customers. New at Queen Bee's, it's Cedar Crest hard serve ice cream, available in 8 flavors. What a perfect treat after your meal. Have it in a bowl or take it to go in a regular or waffle cone. Plus, Queen Bee's can do the cooking for your graduation parties. Treat your guests to pulled pork, roast beef, or tacos. Just call and place your order at 243-3975. And don't forget, Queen Bee's has Bar Bingo every Tuesday night at 6:30, sponsored by the Painesville Lions.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putz Show here on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the Stearns County League, where we have three league games going on today in the Stearns County League. Roscoe at Spring Hill this afternoon. And in seven innings, Spring Hill defeats Roscoe by a score of 12-2. 12 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Spring Hill today. 2 runs, 6 hits, 4 errors for Roscoe. Ben Welly will go the distance for the Chargers this afternoon as he picks up the win, the catcher Nathan Terrace. For Roscoe, Bryce Vanderbeek starts, taking the loss, relieved by Brandon Schlaper in the fifth, and the catcher was Braden Vanderbeek. Some hitting highlights for Spring Hill this afternoon. Dylan Gertgen, 4-for-4, 5 RBIs. Dylan had a 3-run homer in the sixth inning, and he had a double. Ben Welly had a 2-run homer in the fourth inning. Owen Meyer, a 2-run homer in the second inning for the Chargers. Devin Orbeck, Jamie Terrace, and Austin Schoenberg all had doubles today for Spring Hill. For Roscoe, Jordan Schlaper, 2 for 2. Jordan with a solo home run in the second inning and a solo home run in the sixth inning. This afternoon, Spring Hill defeats Roscoe in 7 innings, 12-2. St. Martin at Farming this afternoon, and this ball game goes 12 innings with St. Martin coming out on top 2-1. 2 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors for St. Martin, 1 run, 8 hits, 4 errors for Farming. Scott Leeser will start on the mound for the Martins today, relieved by Carter Thielen in the 11th inning. He'll get the win. And the catcher, Kyle Leeser. For Farming, Adam Neibauer starts, relieved by Adam Winkles in the 10th. He'll take the loss. And the catcher, Josh Becker. Hitting highlights for St. Martin this afternoon, Avery Schmitz was 1 for 5 with a run scored, and Brady Goble was 2 for 4 for the Martins. For Farming, Carson Holthouse, 2 for 5 with a double. Aaron Eink was 2 for 4. A final in 12 innings today, St. Martin 2 and Farming 1. Lake Henry was over in Richmond this afternoon. These two teams flip-flopped on their schedule. Richmond will be at Lake Henry at a later date. But this ball game in Richmond goes 10 innings today with Lake Henry coming out on top 8-6. 8 runs, 14 hits, no errors for Lake Henry. 6 runs, 12 hits, and an error for Richmond. Hitting highlight, or actually Trent Wentland on the mound today for Lake Henry. He gave way to Grant Ludwig in the 6th inning. Grant picks up the win, and the catcher, Isaac Leeser. For Richmond, Luke Jokola starts, relieved by Dalton Thielen in the 8th. He'll take the loss, DJ Schleicher in the 10th, and the catcher, Cole Schmitz. Some hitting highlights for Lake Henry today. Shane Campson, 2 for 5. Grant Ludwig was 2 for 4 with a double. Nick Dingman, 2 for 5. Nick had a solo home run in the 8th inning. Trent Wentland was 3 for 4 today with a double. And Isaac Leeser had a 2-run homer in the 3rd inning for Lake Henry. For Richmond, Kyle Buddy was 2 for 4. Cole Schmitz, 3 for 4 with a double and 2 home runs, a solo home run in the 4th and a 2-run homer in the 7th for Cole Schmitz. Justin Schrader, 3 for 5 today. And Brennan O'Brien, Brennan had 1 hit today, but that being a 2-run home run in the 4th inning and 2 RBIs. So a final this afternoon in 10 innings from Richmond, Lake Henry 8. Richmond 6. All right, we're going to take another break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, we have tournament scores, some exhibition game scores. We'll do that when we come back and also take a look at our upcoming schedules right after these messages.
For all of your excavating needs, give BNS Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, design, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, BNS Excavating, Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. Greenwald Insurance Agency is proud to sponsor the Dick Putt Show, a longtime aired program on KASM. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Insurance Agency. Come see us at Greenwald Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Troy Freeler, Lisa Bertram, Ruth Heinen, and Jim Kamphenkel are all available to help you with all of your farm, home, auto, health, and business insurance needs. Give us a call, 987-3223 today. Thermotech Premium Windows and Doors have been framing your world since 1933 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and great comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech Windows and Doors for your building or remodeling.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
Whether buying or selling real estate, It's one of the biggest investments you'll make in your lifetime. Hi, this is John Dold of Century 21 First Realty. I had the opportunity to play amateur baseball for the Richmond Royals for 17 years and built lifelong friendships. It was there I discovered that so many of my peers made the decision to buy their first home so they could remain close and play baseball for their hometown team. Now my team is Century 21 First Realty. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, business, or farm, call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold at century21.com or visit John Dole Real Estate on Facebook.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesdays and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursdays. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up weekly editions in many local grocery and convenience stores. We are proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. As we had exhibition games, tournaments going on over the weekend. Tournament game on Friday night and Saturday over in Painesville had Painesville, Roscoe, Regal, and Lake Henry taking part in that tournament of games. And we had, on Friday night, it was Painesville defeating Lake Henry 2-0, 2 runs, 9 hits, and an error for Painesville, no runs, 3 hits, and no errors for Lake Henry. Grant Fuchs, he'll pick up the win for Painesville on Friday night, relieved by Griffin Berkey in the fifth, and the catchers Griffin Berkey and Drew Tangen. For Lake Henry, Tori Omscheid goes the distance, taking the loss, his catcher Isaac Leeser. Some hitting highlights for Painesville on Friday night. Grayson Fuchs was 2-for-3. Griffin Bierke got 2-for-2. For Lake Henry, nobody with more than one hit. So a final on Friday night. It was Painesville 2, Lake Henry nothing. Regal taking on the Roscoe Rangers on Friday night, and it was Roscoe defeating Regal by a score of 8-4. 8 runs, 9 hits, 6 errors for Roscoe. 4 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for the Regal Eagles. On the mound for Roscoe, it was Parker Brzezinka going the distance, picking up the win in that ball game for Roscoe. And on the mound, Jordan Wozmik starts for Regal, taking the loss. Kai Schneider comes in the fourth inning. In the fifth inning, it's Carlson coming in the fifth and sixth, and Cole Roloff comes in the seventh inning for Regal. Some hitting highlights for the Roscoe Rangers on Friday night. Brandon Schlaper, 2-for-4 in the ball game for Roscoe. Austin Pauls was 2-for-4. Brandon Schlaper, Austin Pauls each with doubles, and Parker Brzezinka had a home run for Roscoe on Friday night. For the Regal Eagles, it was Jordan Beyer, 2-for-3 in the ball game. Kyle Knutson was also 2-for-4 in the ball game for Regal on Friday night. Again, a win for Roscoe, 8-4. On Saturday, over in Painesville taking on Roscoe, and it was Painesville defeating Roscoe on Saturday, 1-0, 1-0 in that ball game. 1 run, 5 hits, and an error for Painesville. No runs, 2 hits, no errors for Roscoe. Bennett Evans will go the distance for the Pirates. He picks up the win, his catcher Griffin Bierke. And Josiah Utch goes the distance for Roscoe. He takes the loss, his catcher Max Ottman. For Painesville, Grant Fuchs was 2-for-2 with an RBI, the only RBI in that ball game, as Painesville defeats Roscoe 1-0. These were seven-inning games on Saturday. The other ball game had Regal taking on Lake Henry, and Regal defeats Lake Henry by a score of 2-1, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Regal. one run, seven hits, and one error for Regal. On the mound for Regal, Grant Paffrath will go the distance. He'll pick up the win. Sam Hupfer starts for Lake Henry, taking the loss for the Lakers. Some hitting highlights for Regal on Saturday. Blake Karsh, 2-for-3 in the ball game for the Regal Eagles. And for Lake Henry, it was Nick Dingman, 2-for-3 in that ball game. Shane Campson had a home run for Lake Henry as Regal defeats Lake Henry on Saturday in their four-team tournament, 2-1 Regal. We had St. Joe at Kimball on Saturday. This one, 9 innings, and Kimball defeats St. Joe 5-2. 5 runs, 5 hits, and an error for Kimball. 2 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for St. Joe. Skylar Gruba will pick up the win for Kimball, relieved by Andy Dingman in the 6th. Matt Dingman comes in the 9th. He gets the save, and the catcher, Cade Marquardt. For St. Joe, Isaac Benesch will start and take the loss, relayed by Lucas Tyson in the 6th, and the catcher, John Hipsch. Some hitting highlights for Kimball on Saturday. Matt Friesen, 2-for-3 with a double. Cade Marquardt and Adam Beyer each had doubles. And for St. Joe, Hunter Bloomer had a double as Kimball defeats St. Joe in exhibition play on Saturday, 5-2. El Rosa was also in action this weekend as they had 3 ball games on their schedule. Saints did. On Friday night, El Rosa taking on Benson, and El Rosa defeats Benson by a score of 3-0. 3 runs, 7 hits, and an error for El Rosa. No runs, 7 hits, and an error for Benson. Will Van Beck, he'll pick up the 7-inning victory for El Rosa, and the loss will go to Samuel Lenars for Benson. Some hitting highlights. Let's go over to El Rosa and pick up on some of their hitting highlights for the evening. In that ball game, Blaine Fisher was 2-for-3. Jackson Peter had a double in the ball game for El Rosa. And for Benson on Friday night, looks like Samuel Grusing had a 2-for-3 evening for Benson. So a final on Saturday night, it was El Rosa, or a Friday night, it was El Rosa 3 and Benson 1. On Saturday, El Rosa taking on Fergus Falls. Fergus Falls in town taking on El Rosa, and El Rosa coming out with a victory over Fergus Falls, 2-0. Pitcher's duel here, 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors for El Rosa, no runs, 2 hits, and an error for Fergus Falls. Peyton Van Beck will go the distance, striking out 17 Fergus Falls hitters as he picks up the win in 7 innings. The loss will go to Alex Hexum as he goes 6 innings, taking the loss. Some hitting highlights for El Rosa. Well, they only had 3 hits on Saturday. The El Rosa Saints did. And those hits coming off the bats of Blaine Fisher, Andrew Weller getting a hit for El Rosa, and Ethan Boat. Ethan Boat, they all 3 had hits. For Fergus Falls, some hitting highlights included they just had 2 hits in that ballgame. Tostin Mann had a hit and Sean McGuire a hit. So a final again on Saturday. On Saturday, just a great ball game there. It was El Rosa defeating Fergus Falls by a score of 2-0. And then today, Father's Day the 18th, El Rosa taking on New London Spicer in this ballgame will go to El Rosa 4-2. Four runs for El Rosa as Ethan Vogt will go the distance today. Ethan picks up the win. The loss will go to Caden Hansen for New London Spicer. Some El Rosa hitting highlights today. Jackson Peter was 2-for-3 on the day. Ashton Dingman, he had a double today for El Rosa. And for New London Spicer today, some hitting highlights. On the day, Braden Skindelin, he had a 2-for-3 day today, and a double for Skindelin in that ballgame, and a triple for Skindelin in that ballgame. Also a triple for Hunter Magnuson. Final this afternoon had El Rosa defeating New London Spicer 4-2. So there you go, scores and highlights from exhibition play, some tournament play. We're going to take one more break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at some schedules, and we'll name our Chasm Game of the Week location in this next break here on KASM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putz Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
Finding that missing shin guard, remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things like not being that fan. That's simple human sense.
Call Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson at Kensington Insurance. Your future protected.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Woodshop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Woodshop of Avon. Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, class 5, basements, dozer, and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area. Proud to sponsor Albany Huskies Sports on Chasm.
Dairyland Supply and Sack Center has been your go-to short-line farm equipment dealer for 49 years. We specialize in the feeding and manure handling for your farming operation. Dairyland Supply has 16 employees with over 200 years of combined experience, and we are here to help. If you are needing to purchase equipment, need repair on your equipment, or if you need parts to fix your equipment, then give Dairyland Supply a call. We have the experience to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix with 3 locations to serve you better. New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or small. Phone them at 320-837-5288 or check online at www.wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. Serving the area for over 100 years.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. And where are we going to go next week for our Chasm Game of the Week? It's going to be a 12 o'clock noon game on Saturday. No, make it, yes, a 12 o'clock noon game on Saturday. We will be in Freeport as Freeport hosts Opole. We'll have that ball game here on KASM, 12 o'clock noon on Saturday, our next Chasm Game of the Week. That is Saturday, June the 24th. Opole at Freeport. All right, let's take a look at some of these schedules for the coming week. Over in the Victory League, we have scheduled for next Friday night, it'll be the Piers Bulldogs at Avon at 7:30, and then on Saturday, the 24th, it'll be Royalton at St. Wendell. This is a 1:30 start. Royalton at St. Wendell. We have St. Stephen on Sunday. Will be at the Piers Lakers. That's a noon start. St. Stephen at the Piers Lakers on Sunday. Swanville will be at Port Ripley. They're going to start that at 1:30 on Sunday. Sobieski at Aiken at 1:30 next Sunday. Royalton, they'll host Avon on Sunday at 1:30. Upsala at Foley, that's at 1:30 on Sunday in Victory League action next week. Over in the County Line League, next Sunday, it'll be Norway Lake Sunberg at Spicer. That's a 1:30 start, Norway Lake Sunberg at Spicer. We have Atwater. They will be at Regal next Sunday at 1:30. Atwater at Regal. That is 1:30 next Sunday. Over in the Sauk Valley League, coming up next week, on Friday night, Albertville will be in Sartell taking on the Sartell Stone Ponies. That's Friday night. Albertville taking on the Sartell Stone Ponies. On Saturday, it'll be the Sartell Stone Ponies at St. Joseph taking on St. Joe. That's Saturday. The Stone Ponies in St. Joseph taking on St. Joe on Saturday. And then on Sunday, it looks like the Sauk Rapids Cyclones in St. Joe taking on St. Joe. That's on Sunday. Sauk Rapids at St. Joe taking on the Cyclones. We have Clear Lake. They'll be at Monticello. Clear Lake at Monticello Sunday night at 7:30. Sunday night at 7:30 over in their league. Stearns County League, what do we got going on next weekend? On June the 24th, and that's Saturday, June the 24th, it will be Farming at Roscoe. They're going to start at 11 o'clock, Farming at Roscoe on the 24th. That's an 11 o'clock game. We have Meyer Grove at Greenwald. That's on Saturday the 24th, that's at 11 o'clock. On Sunday the 25th, Roscoe at Farming on Sunday the 25th. On Sunday, June 25th, it'll be St. Martin at Richmond. We have Lake Henry at El Rose at 1:30, and it's New Munich at Meyer Grove at 1:30. Those games going on next weekend in the Stearns County League. So, very busy week of amateur baseball, and it'll be more of the same next weekend, the way it sounds. Our Chasm Game of the Week going to Freeport next Saturday afternoon at noon. It's the Black Sox taking on Opole. Thank you to Joyce Jansen for producing our Dick Putt Show back at our sports studios in Albany tonight. And a reminder, Kirby will put a replay of this Dick Putt Show on our Chasm website. That's mychasm.com, mychasm.com. Type that in. You'll see sports across the top. Click the drop-down box for Dick Putt's shows and those highlights. Until we talk again next Sunday night, fathers, you have a great rest of your Father's Day. This is Randy Rothstein. Enjoy your evening.
Thanks, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putt Show. We currently have 74 degrees outside the Chasm Studios with 73% humidity. The pressure is at 29.73, and the winds are at 0 miles per hour.